Leaders are all around us, at all times and in every area of our lives. They motivate. They risk the first step. But what motivates a leader? In our Central Texas Leadership Series, KWBU has invited local leaders to talk with people they know who guide and inspire to find out what makes them tick. In this episode, Will Phipps, Executive Director of the Greater Waco Sports Commission. Hosting the conversation is Nan Holmes. This conversation was recorded August 28, 2018 in the KWBU studio.
Hello, I'm Nan Holmes, and welcome to KWBU's Central Texas Leadership Series. My guest today is Will Phipps, Executive Director of the Greater Waco Sports Commission. What a long title. Will, welcome to the program.
Hi, Nan. Thank you for having me today.
Before we talk about the Greater Waco Sports Commission, I want to know more about you. According to your bio, you are originally from Lubbock, a long way from Waco. Who were some of the people who shaped your leadership skills along the way?
Yeah, well, thank you for having me with you this morning to share about the Greater Waco Sports Commission. It's a mouthful, I know.
We go
by Waco Sports, just to shorten it up.
Really?
We'll go by Waco Sports, and that makes it a little bit easier. But yeah, I was born and raised in Lubbock, Texas, and my father went to Baylor, and my older brother came to Baylor to play for Dave Bliss, actually. And right when Dave Bliss was leaving Baylor, Scott Drew came in and was his coach here at Baylor. So I've always had an affinity and a love for Baylor. It's kind of been a family school. We weren't very much involved at Texas Tech being in Lubbock. We always came to Baylor games and were involved in the Bear Foundation, things like that. So I came to Baylor in 2005 and worked for Scott Drew as a student manager, and I wanted to coach college basketball. So his staff really just welcomed me with open arms, guys like Matt Driscoll, Jerome Tang, Paul Mills. And obviously Coach Drew is an incredible coach, and so what an honor for me to be able to learn from him for 4 years as a student manager. So he really had a big impact on me in my college years here in Waco.
Well, think back to when you were in Lubbock and growing up. What were some of the people who helped you form those ideas that you have stuck with you all along?
The one big one for me would be my high school basketball coach. His name was Todd Duncan, and he had a motto that was kind of I took on as a life motto. It's Colossians 3:23, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart. And so I really just kind of took that, whatever you do, just work at it as hard as you can and to the best of your ability. And he instilled that in me from a very young age. And through sports, I learned a lot of things about life skills because of what Coach Duncan taught me. And so I think that's why I'm here today, because my love for sports and all the important values that I learned through sports and that I want to pass on to other kids here in Waco really came from my high school basketball coach, Todd Duncan.
That's amazing. You know, I spent some time in collegiate athletics, 15 years, and I remember Pat Pearson, who was a women's basketball coach, said, "You're not really just a coach. You're the mother. You're the den mother. You are the person who's they go to first. Whether it's good or bad or there's some kind of crisis, they usually go to your coach to try to help you with that." So it was not just having practice and some ball games. It's much more than that.
Yeah, absolutely. He ended up being a mentor for me because I wanted to get into coaching and I wanted to emulate what he was doing. I mean, he was that much of a figure to me where I wanted to do what he was doing. And so he really taught me a lot growing up about, you know, the way you treat other people and how you approach situations and how you handle adversity and things like that. But then getting into coaching, he really taught me a lot about the game, and was able to help me, just really take some of those things I've learned and apply them into my career. So really, really great guy and still a great friend and mentor to me today.
I think that's wonderful because a lot of people don't have such a positive view of athletics in general. But the one thing I always think about is the teamwork. If you learn everything about that and it serves you well in your family life, in your work life, even though I've been gone over 30 years from athletics, I was very influenced. In fact, my mentor, Tynes Hildebrand, who was athletic director, taught me, just as you're saying, so many things that served me well later on.
I mean, I think anyone who has the foundations of being able to work in a team can go into any kind of business and be successful, because everywhere you look today, it's team-oriented cultures that are successful. And so I really love to see people who can work well in a team. And when we look at hiring people, you know, we want to see, you know, what are some scenarios where you've worked well in a team? I mean, because we're a team at our organization, and then in other organizations and events that we're involved in, we love to see people working well as a team, because it's so important that you can coexist with others and help make each other better.
At what point did you decide not to coach basketball, but go into what I call athletic administration?
Yeah, I had always wanted to be a college basketball coach, and fortunately, spending time with Scott Drew at Baylor really prepared me very well. And so I graduated from Baylor in 2009 and got a full-time job on staff at Georgia Tech, which is in Atlanta. It's in the ACC. And I spent 2 years there, and we had really – my first year there, we had a really great year. We went to the NCAA tournament. We won a first-round game and then lost our second-round game to Ohio State. And then we had several players get drafted that year, which was really great, but some of them left early. And so the next year, we weren't very good. And they ended up firing my head coach, Paul Hewitt. And so they hired a guy by the name of Brian Gregory from Dayton, who came in and ended up not keeping me on staff. So I got let go, which is the normal in college athletics, especially at that level. And so I called Scott. Here I am again, reaching back out to Coach Drew and said, hey, you know, here I am 2 years in. I've been married for 2 years. I'm in Atlanta. You know, I think my coaching career may be over. And he said, well, don't worry. He said, my brother Bryce is getting the head job at Valparaiso University, where my dad is retiring.
In Indiana.
In Northwest Indiana, right outside of Chicago. So I said, well, I've never dreamed of living in Indiana, but I would love to, you know, have a job at Valparaiso University. It's a mid-major, really, really great program that has a lot of history. And so we decided to move up to Indiana, and we spent 4 years there, and it was 4 years of the best years of our lives, and just really clicked very well with the staff. And again, going back to the team concept, is we just all got along so great, our staff, and we really became close friends, and we hung out together outside of work. And but the winters up there are just really miserable. It's cold and it's windy, and we were a long way from our families. And so we just kind of felt God planting a seed in us that, hey, we would like to be back in Texas, closer to our families. And we started having kids. At the time, our kids were 1 and 3. And so we didn't want to leave the staff that we were with. We really loved working for Bryce, and we were winning a lot of games, going to the tournament. So everything was really great. But we just wanted to be back in Texas, closer to our families. And so in 2015, by God's divine intervention in our lives, we found this opportunity to come back and start the Sports Commission, which is a really neat story about how it all got started. And if you're interested, I can tell you about that.
Sure, I want to hear that.
Yeah. So we're in Indiana, and I have a friend at Baylor, Doug McNamee, who is an athletic director at Baylor. And I always thought maybe I would get into administration, like you had mentioned, athletic administration. I had my master's in sports administration. I thought it would be a good fit for me. And so I stayed in touch. Obviously, networking is a big component of that. And so I reached out to my friend, Doug McNamee, and he said, well, I'm actually playing noon ball at the SLIC, the Baylor Student Life Center, with a friend of mine named Rick Tullis, who owns an HVAC company. And I said, okay, well, that's, you know, that doesn't really help me. But he said, well, Rick is the board chairman of the Greater Waco Sports Commission, this new organization they're trying to get started up. And he wants to get this thing started. And Rick had the backstory with that is Rick and Ashley Allison, who's been on this program.
We're very well.
They went out to an inner city visit in to see what some other communities were doing, and they had seen this community, Richmond, Virginia, had a sports commission. And they said, well, why don't we have a sports commission? And so they came back and they had decided we were going to start one. So I got in touch with Rick Tullis, and I said, honestly, Rick, I don't know anything about a sports commission. I said, I've never even heard of this. At the time, I didn't know what they were, but I understood the concept because I had been to a lot of these tournaments that are going on where kids go play AAU basketball. And so I just called them, and as soon as I got on the phone with them, we really just connected on a personal level and with vision for what was going on in Waco, and we really just connected. And so I said, okay, well, let me start looking into this sports commission thing. And the more and more I looked at it, there are over 100 different sports commissions across the country, many of them right here in Texas. So I looked around in College Station, Plano, Round Rock, Abilene, Lubbock. They have sports tourism groups who are going out and getting these events. And I just couldn't believe Waco, with their location in the state, centrally located, didn't have a sports commission. And obviously the major cities have them, Dallas, Houston. That's how they get Super Bowls, Final Fours, things like that, which Waco obviously won't host those. But I thought Waco could really be a great place to create one of these. And so we kind of took a leap of faith and made a really hard decision to get out of coaching and leave Indiana. It was a very emotional time for us because we loved that group of people that we were with, but really felt like it was best for our kids and our families to just move closer. My wife's from Fort Worth, and so this is a really great location for us, and the opportunity was just the sky's the limit here, we thought, so we decided to jump in and do it.
That's a wonderful story. If you're just joining us, this is KWBU Central Texas Leadership Series. I'm Nan Holmes, and Will Phipps, the Executive Director of the Greater Waco Sports Commission, is visiting with me in the KWBU studios. Well, that is a very interesting description of how it came about, because it's just like you wonder, did this happen just by happenstance, or was there a plan for that? Well, after you've come here and been working with it, is it a love of sports or a love of taking something and making it happen?
I think it's a little bit of both, Nan. It's one, I have a very entrepreneurial spirit. I like to create things. I like to build things. And so it's a really good intersection for both of those qualities that I have. Obviously, I love sports, and so I saw an opportunity here for the kids in Waco, the youth in Waco that are not able to participate in some of these events because they're not happening here. Maybe they don't have the means to participate and travel outside the state or travel to these other cities and pay these big fees. And so I thought, well, maybe I can bring those events to Waco and allow more kids to participate in sporting events here and get the same kind of benefits that I got when I was a child, because I got to travel to these great tournaments. And so I really wanted to try to help kids here in Waco to have more opportunities to compete in sporting events that are that weren't happening here. And then, two, just the chance to kind of be a leader in the community and have a chance to kind of refine those skills and really do something that I thought was going to be impactful long-term for the community.
Well, I noticed that Waco Sports, it's if you go on the website, the purpose of your organization is to attract sporting events while enhancing and retaining existing events. So you're juggling both. You're trying to keep things improving, better, stabilizing, and then bringing in new events. And you're housed at the chamber, but you're your own separate nonprofit. And that speaks to this community must have decided to back you up and are still doing that, I hope.
Absolutely. So we do have a two-prong mission. I try to go out and find new sporting events that aren't happening, but there are a lot of great people here locally who are producing their own events already. I obviously can't go out and produce all the events myself. And so we try to come alongside those people who are already doing really great events, and we try to support them in whatever way we can. So it's really a two-prong, find new events and then support the events that are already here doing well and help them grow. But there has never been a better time than right now in Waco for people to work together and coexist. The chamber has welcomed us in with open arms. The city and the county have been over backwards to support us and to help make Waco the preferred sports destination in the state. And so it's really been a stars have aligned type of thing. It's an incredible time to be involved in something like this.
Oh, I think that's great because I was involved in some pre-planning long before the Magnolia Effect, all of that. And there was always the talk of that sports need to be enhanced and the promotion of sports, and that when people were driving down I-35, they would have something to come to. And, of course, that was before the stadium and all that. But I think people were ready for someone like you to come in and just start categorizing what all's going on as far as sports and seeing what would people like that's out there.
Yeah, we try to be very strategic, but I think you're right, Nan, that our location is second to none. People can go from Austin, Dallas, Houston, San Antonio to Waco very easily because we're so centrally located on I-35. Stats show that families will drive an average of 3 hours for a sporting event. Mm-hmm. So I took Waco and I drew a 3-hour radius around us, and we have almost 20 million people in a 3-hour radius.
Wow.
And so when I go across the country and I show people that, I say, here's the market that you have within reach of Waco. But if you go to a major metroplex, you're going to have higher hotel prices, cost of doing business is higher, and there's traffic. And So imagine trying to drive a high school school bus in downtown Austin. It can be a nightmare. But if you come to Waco, it's very easy to get around. The restaurants are more accommodating. And so really, people just love coming to Waco because it's so easy to do business here. And it's fair for everyone. Imagine living up in Lubbock, where I'm from, and I have to drive down to Houston to play in a basketball game against a team from Houston. Is that it's not really a fair, a fair matchup when they don't have to drive at all. So we try to give everyone an equal opportunity to not have to travel. And so we really take advantage of our location.
Well, I know that many years ago, like 30 years ago, when I first came to Waco, I worked for YW for a while and started a girls' basketball league. But I nearly worked myself to death because they were driving to Dallas and to Austin to play in these AAU teams. And so Kelly and I started it, and we had no idea how much. There were so many details, but we had a wonderful time and did it for 2 years. But what do you see, if you can articulate it, your biggest challenge that you've had after you've been here a few years? What do you think is the biggest challenge, either for you, the organization, or Waco, or all three?
Yeah, that's a great question. So fortunately, there haven't been too many huge challenges that we've seen. We've had a couple of So when we first started the schedule, really, Waco's become such a tourist destination in the last several years, but there wasn't much of a problem with the schedule. I could put events wherever I wanted on the schedule. Now, 3 years later, we have to be very strategic on where events schedule in the calendar because it's just so crowded in Waco right now, and sometimes hotel capacity can be an issue for us. And fortunately, that problem is going to be solved soon because there are more hotels coming online. You know, it seems like everywhere you turn around, there's new hotels popping up. So that's really going to solve that problem for us. But you can get yourself in trouble if you schedule an event. For example, coming up end of September, I have the Wake Surf National Championship event coming in.
I saw that on your website.
And it's a really exciting event. It was a national level event that we brought here. And it just so happens to be on the same weekend as Parents Weekend. And so it's going to be really crowded in Waco. And so the hotel prices are a little bit higher than what we had hoped for. But it's a great thing. It's a great problem to have because there are so many tourists coming here and so many visitors coming. But we have to be pretty careful where we land on the calendar on some things.
Well, I think it's exciting. I don't have any trouble with all the people downtown every weekend because I've lived here long enough to know this is something we've needed for so long. Can you share some kind of news about the future, some things that you just want to share that are going to be coming up in the future?
Yeah, one big project that we're really excited about that we've been working on with the Extraco Event Center staff, Wes Allison, who I know has been on the show, and the county commissioners and the judge, is the project out there that a bond was passed for last year. 40-year bond should generate about $30+ million, and it's going to help us really fill a big void in a facility need that we have. It's going to give us an indoor basketball volleyball center, about 80,000 square feet, and will give us 12 volleyball courts and 6 basketball courts under one roof. And so it's going to open up a lot of doors for our kids here, like I mentioned early on, to, that they won't have to travel outside of Waco if we can host the tournaments here. And we'll also be able to do some other really creative things in there, not only basketball and volleyball, but the table tennis, wrestling, cheer and dance, different things like that, and also be able to have trade shows in there too. So really just going to be able to open up some new doors for us and bring in some new tournaments out there.
Yeah, I think that Wes also talked about that you can have them all under one roof. They wouldn't have to go from facility to facility.
Yeah, event producers don't like to have to go from gym to gym to gym, and that's kind of the way it is done now. And we have some pretty quality tournaments happening here in Waco, but they're just not ideal for the larger event producers. And so this is really going to be a great facility once it gets opened up, hopefully at the end of 2019.
That is so exciting. Now tell us what else we need here in Waco.
One of the other big facility needs that we think we're missing will be basically the last piece after the basketball volleyball center is opened up is a competitive swimming pool. It's called a Nautatorium. And there are just none of them in the Central Texas area. The closest competitive swimming pool for swim meets is down in Belton. And so really a lot of our club teams and our swim groups have to travel outside of our marketplace to go to these competitions. And so we'd really like to see something open up here. And also you can offer learn to swim programs and different things where kids will be able to get lifeguarding jobs and kind of do those more traditional swimming classes.
Yes. You know, I want to ask this question. The great Gretzky always knew where the hockey puck was going to be. And does that apply to what you're doing right now?
Yeah, we asked ourselves that same question when we started the Sports Commission. We said, where are we going to be in 5 years, 10 years, kind of a long-term plan? What do we think we could be? What are we going to be the best at? And really kind of starting to identify ourselves as a really great city for outdoor sports. The way the river is downtown with Cameron Park right there is second to none. I mean, we can really be a dominant force in this outdoor sports like triathlon, mountain biking, trail running, and there's evidence of that in the way that just this year alone we hosted the Xterra Off-Road Triathlon National Championship. Tri-Waco numbers were up to about 1,000. It's a 20% increase. And
wow. The
Ironman in October, which was in Austin last year, they only had 2,000 athletes. Our Ironman, which they moved from Austin, like I said, has 3,000 athletes. So it's a 50% increase. And that's all just because of our location in the state and our downtown river and Cameron Park setup. So we're really thinking that the outdoor triathlon space is going to be a good fit for us.
Well, that's wonderful news because I really think rather than have to go to Austin, which I love Austin, but the traffic, the getting from point A to point B is not easy. But here in Waco, we have not yet come upon just horrible traffic jams.
You can walk right out of the Hilton or the Courtyard Hotel downtown and have Cameron Park or the river right there in front of you. It's a pretty unique setup.
Mm-hmm.
People can go out and build these big basketball, volleyball complexes to do those tournaments, and those are great. But no one can go and replicate what we have downtown and right off of I-35 in the river. And so it's really a unique asset that we have to offer.
And I think Cameron Park was kind of not thought of as any kind of venue except maybe for picnics.
Yeah, they've been neglected from a sports tourism standpoint. And I think the city has done a really great job in cleaning up and repairing its reputation. And it's a really safe place to go now.
Mm-hmm.
And so we really just have a hidden gem here that I can use to sell on a national level.
And anything else that you're just contemplating, how do you get the word out to people who might come be interested?
Yeah, part of my job is that sales and marketing piece. We want people to think of Waco as the preferred sports destination in the state. So I go to trade shows all over the country, and I will market Waco in a way that I think is creative. And I go back to what you asked me earlier about people who had an early influence on me, and I think about Scott Drew and the way he was recruiting and selling Waco, Baylor, and when he first got the job. And I've kind of taken a mix of that and his brother Bryce, who is also a really great recruiter. And I just try to market Waco in a really unique and creative way to these event producers, because I'm competing against other cities that are really quality cities too. But I think we have a lot to offer. And so what are creative ways that I can basically promote Waco that makes people see the benefit from being here as opposed to being in those other cities that are close by? So we've used a lot of drone footage that I think has helped us give you an aerial perspective of what Waco has to offer downtown. If I were just going to tell you about Cameron Park or the Brazos River as opposed to show it to you, it's much better for people to see it from an aerial footage, aerial perspective. And so we've gotten some really cool shots of events going on downtown that helped me sell Waco.
I think that's great, because you are really borrowing, using your ability for social media, because that's going to be the people who can do that and navigate through all that are going to be able to reach a really wide audience.
Yeah, I'm taking a lot of what I learned in recruiting, college athletics is so competitive nowadays, and I'm taking a lot of those skills that I learned from my former head coaches and my coaching background and applying it to this industry, and it really seems to translate pretty well.
I think that's great. And I can see where it's something I can remember that people talked about. They needed coordination, and that's happening now, which is very, very exciting. And I want to ask you just a question. What are your favorite sports teams?
Oh, my favorite sports teams. I don't have a preference. I love all sports. I can't be biased against either one. But I mean, obviously, I love to watch basketball and enjoy watching that, and football. And I love it all. I can't get enough of any of them.
You're just a sports junkie.
I enjoy it for sure.
Yeah, I like spectator sports. And having spent time in athletics, it is a tough way to go through life. You know, I always said if you want a college education, the hardest thing you can do is play a sport in college, especially football.
So true.
Well, Will, I want to thank you so much for joining me today, and may all your endeavors be successful. And I hope you'll come back when you've got some great news about or something that's going to be happening, and we can sit down and talk about that.
Yes, I would love to. What an honor to be with you this morning, and really enjoyed our time together.
Yes, I have a new appreciation for the Greater Waco Sports Commission.
This conversation was recorded August 28th, 2018 in the KWBU studio. This and past episodes can be found on our website at kwbu.org under the Programs tab, Central Texas Leadership Series. This and past episodes can be found on our website at kwbu.org under the Programs tab, Central Texas Leadership Series.